when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Sure.
It's titled Dear Mr. Peepers from Across the Street.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. Peepers.
Mr. Peepers. Dear Mr. Peepers. Although I'm flattered that each and every morning when I awaken, you are on the public rooftop patio on top of your building staring over, I think it's time to break the awkwardness.
Yes.
At first, it was amusing to watch you shield your eyes to get a better view.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if it was me you were looking at. I hope so.
Oh.
As time went on and our relationship seemed to blossom, I became increasingly curious. Could it really be me?
Oh.
Am I, quote, that interesting as I sit at my desk and drink my coffee?
Okay.
So I devised a plan. You know, something to break the ice. I stood up and pointed my camera at you while I was in the living room.
Oh.
You shy little devil, you turned away each time I did that. It really is me, the object of your early morning desires. Now, all the other times I pointed my camera, I never took your picture. Today, though, you look so dang good, I thought to myself, man, that's prime picture-taking material. So I did.
Okay, creepy.
I hope you like it, Mr. Peepers. If you're ready to meet in real life, I'll be sitting on the bench outside your building wearing only a trench coat.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Is that the picture?
That's the picture.
Okay.
Mr. Peepers is naked.
I was going to say.
Mr. Peepers is only wearing a hat.
It's rainy, but okay.
Mr. Peepers is only wearing a hat.
All right.
Okay. Mr. Peepers is naked.
Okay.
Wonder that's why he's called Mr. Peepers.
See, I don't know if they're going to meet. I'm not sure. Not sure how to take it.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is man for woman. To the woman who performed my vasectomy.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
You had shiny brown hair, glasses, wearing cute pink scrubs. You were so professional, reassuring, and unexpectedly funny. Thank you for making me not freak out. Thank you for being good at what you do.
Oh, great.
I'm almost pain-free today.
Oh, that's great news. What a good job.
Thank you for making me laugh about the very personal alone thing you made me do right before you cut my vas deferens.
Oh!
Now, I've never had a vasectomy, so I don't know what that means, but
I've
I can
seen
only
one.
Assume.
It's, yeah, it's aggressive.
All right, he continues. But I delicate. Admit, this feels weird to reach out to the woman who made it to third base with me without so much as a hug.
That's third base?
But... but I feel like you and I had a connection.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say thank you, and it makes me a little jealous to think you're as caring and as loving with every patient as you were here with me, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get hit on by every Tom, Dick, and Harry who comes in to have the old clip and snip. But I remember your tender touch and reassuring words and have to think that what we had was special.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
Tell me the name of the Avenger I said you reminded me of, so I know you're as interested in me as I am of you.
Okay.
I'm... What,
is it maybe the Black Widow? I don't know.
Wolverine? Is he an Avenger?
No, yeah, but that's not a girl. I'm thinking of the girl Avenger, the Scarlet Witch, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't wait for my follow-up visit, and maybe once I'm no longer a patient, we can test your handiwork.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, I hope she doesn't want kids. Someday.
There was a lot there.
There was a lot there.
There was
a lot there.
Lot there. All right.
Yeah.
So whether you're Mr. Peepers and you're just having a naked morning sun romp on your rooftop.
Uh-huh.
Or you're...
getting a medical procedure.
Getting a vasectomy.
Yeah.
From a cute blonde or brunette in pink.